When your eyesight is at stake, it pays to travel to one of the world's leading eye surgeons. Dr. Johnny Gayton is an author, speaker, Christian leader, and a renowned surgical eye expert. Whether it's cataracts, PRK, LASIK, or implanted lenses, when only the best is needed, see Dr. Johnny Gayton at EyesightAssociates.com.
Hello, this is Matt Slick from the Matt Slick Live podcast, where I defend the Christian faith and lay out our foundations of the truth of God's Word. Your chosen Truth Network podcast is starting in just a few seconds. Enjoy it, share it, but most of all, thank you for listening and for choosing the Truth Podcast Network.
This is the Truth Network.
Gentlemen, the following contest is set for one fall. Introducing first, from Lithuania, he weighs 123 kilos, the Russian Nightmare, Nikita Koloff.
Welcome to another episode, Q&A with Koloff, the Devil's Nightmare. Welcome back to another episode, Q&A with Koloff, questions and answers, where you get to ask me a few questions. And usually, you know, you go over to the Man Up Show. If you listen to that, you're a faithful listener, which I hope that you are. You know, I'm usually asking all the questions. And a lot of times I'll call you. You'll get a personal phone call from the Russian Nightmare if you have an interest in being on the show. But today with me in studio is David Hoffman. David, welcome to Q&A with Koloff.
Thank you for having me, Nikita.
It's great to have you here. Now, I want people to understand, I'm holding the copy of your book, which you signed for me, by the way. Thank you very much for signing it for me. Relationships Over Rules. I'm going to talk about that in just a moment, but let's first just give a little quick backdrop on who David Hoffman is before we get to that.
Yeah, absolutely. I was born in 1979, Nikita, and when my mom was pregnant with me, the doctors told her that because of her multiple sclerosis, which had not yet flared up, if she had me, she could die or she could be paralyzed or something in between. So they suggested her not having this little boy. Thankfully, she chose life, and it unfortunately triggered her paralysis. She went from being perfectly fine to being paralyzed from the waist down. Mm-hmm. When I was two, my father took me out of the house and then remarried a couple of years later. And that set me on a trajectory of, A, spending most of my day in my room where, you know, I'll share with you earlier that one evening my stepmom came home. My father was not around a lot. And she asked if I had left my room. And the babysitter said, yeah, I heard the bathwater running. Well, that made me realize that I needed to move to the toilet because the toilet water was sedentary. And even if I flushed it, it wouldn't think anything of it. Mm. When I would get hungry and the bread is being counted and the cookies and apples are being counted, I just moved to the dog food in the basement. And as a child, you know, I would see my mom three or four times a year because legally they had to take me to see her. And when I would see her, Nikita, she never once frowned. As a husband and father myself, now I look back and I think, wow, how did she not just cry and hate the Lord? But she always mm-hmm. stayed faithful. Wow. She always was positive, and she never once complained. But her only mm-hmm. child was stolen from her. Her husband abandoned her. Her health was ripped away from her, and she stayed faithful all those years. But I would ask, why can't I live with my mom? And then when I'd get home, I was in a loveless house. I had no friends. I couldn't leave my room. And so that adversity, though, has given me a perspective because starting at 8 years old, you know, I learned how to make some money so I can buy some bread for myself and, you know, get a drink here and there when no one was around. And so I learned this work ethic. And at the time, I was a victim, but I wasn't. God was working, and he was teaching me. Fast forward, when I was 24, I was on the phone with my mom. I was very self-righteous and selfish at this time because the world owed me so much, or at least I thought so. Mm-hmm. I hated God. And my mom said, I wanted to see you. Well, 3 weeks later, she died. And that was the one regret. I get to the funeral, open casket. I cried for days, Nikita. Sure. You know, you hear that, that regret that the one person who sacrificed her life, literally, not right. just figuratively, that I thought she had 40 years left. Right. There's no part of that, you know. There's so much more to the story. The best part was I chased someone down to Charlotte. We were not together. We get back together. The economy, I started selling a lot of real estate. I didn't tell you this earlier. I moved to Charlotte in 2005. I sold 50 homes my first year because I had a work ethic from a young age.
Right, from age eight, right?
Yeah, at age eight. Yeah. I didn't even know anyone. And, the economy crashes. I lose everything. And I hear God loud and clear say, "You've tried your way long enough. Give it to me." I was broken. I was lost. I had no worth. And I wanted to give up my life. But he said, "You've tried your way long enough. Give it to me." 2 days later, a good friend, Justin, takes me to lunch. And he says the same thing, the exact same words. Sometimes it takes more faith to not believe, Nikita, because he said the exact same words.
Right.
He said, "David, you tried your way long enough, and I give it to me." Mm. I started crying, Nikita. I just gave my life to Jesus.
You're like 29, 30 at this point, right?
Oh, yeah. I'm 29 and a half years old, and never heard about Jesus until 2 days earlier.
Then,
And the next day, I met my wife.
Wow. And I think you told you, and your dad was Jewish.
Yeah.
So you grew up, so was it, and I think you said your mom had even converted to Judaism.
Before I was born, yeah.
Yeah, because of that. And so you, was your dad, I'm just curious, was your dad a practicing Jew or just Jewish by birth?
Oh, no, practicing. I had a bar mitzvah.
Okay, you did. Okay.
Yeah. I fasted on Yom Kippur. I followed all the rules. You know, the book's called
All
Relationships Over Rules.
Yeah, relationship over rules, yes. Yeah.
As a child, I wanted to be respectful to authority and to the elderly, so I wanted to respect the rules, but not the rules of the world.
Yeah.
You know, and, but yeah, so I was raised very Jewish.
Okay.
And I've got dear Jewish friends, and Jesus was a Jew, and I love the faith, but I just never learned about Jesus. I never learned about Jesus.
And so you're a very successful marketplace guy, very successful real estate business in Charlotte, North Carolina, happily married. You met your bride not long after you gave your life to the Lord, happily married. You got two boys and you're in the process of adopting a daughter, right?
Yeah, I've got two boys. And last June, God introduced us to a precious little girl who's now 10 years old. Mm. And all three of them got baptized last summer.
Come on, that's awesome. And then prompted to write this book, Relationship Over Rules, 7 Principles to Lead Gracefully and Love Generously. Take a minute and just tell our listeners, why would they want to pick up a copy of this book?
Yeah, absolutely. You know, this is not about real estate or business. It's about all walks of life, Nikita. Every single one of us, if it's this morning or 50 years ago, we've faced adversity, we've had strife in our life, and the rules of the world say that we're not enough. If you've been abused or neglected, if you come from poverty, then that's who you are and that's your identity, and there's nothing that can be further from the truth. So I just want to encourage people not to seek out a different marriage, a different spouse, a different child, not to covet the neighbor, but to focus on the people God's put in their life, to focus on the relationship or the transaction, and those relationships overrule the rules of the world, where the devil says you're not enough and that this is all that you can be.
You know, you remind me of something my pastor said years ago. And when he said it, I just fully embraced it. You know, he said, you can change marriages. I mean, you can get divorced and go marry somebody else, think that's going to be a happier, better life. You can change cities, sell your home and go move to another city. You can change jobs, quit your job, go get another job. He goes, but at the end of the day, you're going to find out you carry the same baggage into that new relationship, into that new city, into that new job. He goes, what it really boils down to is a heart change.
Yes.
It really boils down to that. And if you've had a genuine heart change, then you'll be committed to work on your marriage. You'll be committed to work on your job, you know, committed to work in the city in which you're living, right? And so you just reminded me of that by some of your story. And I want to encourage people so they can, now we just briefly talked about the book. Now on the Man Up Show, I'm going to encourage people to go over and listen to more of your story on the Man Up Show, because we really dive deeper into even your childhood and that upbringing and how God rescued you really out of all that. And we even hit on a mutual friend by the name of Ric Flair, who was your next door neighbor. I'm going to tease people with that right there. So now they're going to have to go listen to the Man Up Show and say, "Well, wait, this guy knew Dave Ric Flair." So where can they pick up a copy of your book, Relationships Over Rules?
Yeah, definitely. Amazon, Barnes & Noble, ChristianBooks.com, pretty much anywhere books are sold, Nikita. If it was left to me, I would be selling them out of my garage. But God said, no, I want to give you a platform where anyone who needs to know me better, who does not realize their true potential, needs to read the book.
Overcoming a Childhood That Lacked True Relationships, CEO David Hoffman successfully broke the rules of a transaction-based world. And you found a real estate company, and you've just been building through relationships, helping people reach their potential regardless of their past. So it doesn't matter what your past. Your past doesn't have to define you, does it? It can just be a platform for launching you into success in the future, right?
Absolutely. Your past definitely does not define your purpose or dictate your potential. And for both of us, Nikita, it sounds like the adversity we faced as young boys actually gave us a perspective to be able to glean gratitude. A lot of people don't have gratitude because they don't have perspective of all that God is doing.
Right.
And they're always seeking out more or something different than what they have.
Yep. No, that's good. Nikita Koloff here, and I am excited. Did you hear the huge announcement? The big announcement. Well, maybe it's a minor announcement. Anyway, Facebook, go look up my new fan page, Nikita Koloff Fans, and like it and follow today.
You're listening to The Truth Network and TruthNetwork.com. Would your company, business, or you personally like to partner with me in supporting Koloff for Christ Ministries, The Man Up Show, and Man Up Minutes? Go to koloff.net and click the donate button. You can give monthly, annually, or one time. God bless you for making a difference around the world.
If you would like to support Koloff for Christ Ministries, for a gift of $25, Nikita will send you his two CDs, Adoration and Declaration. For a gift of $50, Nikita will include his book, Wrestling with Success. And for a gift of $100 or more, Nikita will include a signed copy of his newly updated life story, A Tale of the Ring and Redemption. Go to www.koloff.net. and donate today.
You're listening to The Truth Network and TruthNetwork.com.
The front cover, I see another mutual friend here, Mark Robinson, North Carolina Lieutenant Governor, running for governor. Also, we got a lot in common, we got a lot more in common than I realized. So, well, David Hoffman, Relationships Over Rules. I want to encourage you, go out and pick up a copy of this book, I assure you, and go over to the Man Up Show and listen to his, I won't say full story, I'll just say more of his story. We're going to have him back on these shows to talk more about his story. Your path to purpose begins with people. Well, on that note, it is Q&A with Koloff, David, so I do want to give you the opportunity to throw a couple questions my way, and so have no idea what you might ask, but let's go ahead and launch your first question.
So. Absolutely, Nikita. So you obviously have a strong relationship with Jesus. You know your Lord and Savior, and you've helped so many, but relationship with Jesus, you've saved so many souls. Has that always been the case? I know you had a very successful career in wrestling, and the wrestling world is not historically known for being a soul-saving profession.
Right. If anything, it may be more on what you might call the darker side of life. You know, in fact, there's a show out there. I did several interviews for him, I think it's called The Dark Side of Wrestling or something like that. They're based out of Canada. But no. In fact, you know, growing up in Minnesota, where life began for me, and because you're not a native North Carolinian either, correct?
I'm from New York City.
So you're a New York City guy. I'm a Minneapolis, Minnesota guy, and here we are, both transplanted here in the Carolinas now, right? And our paths cross.
It's warmer here.
I mean, it is a lot warmer. What? It's a lot warmer here. I still have family. I go visit up there, but I get to leave. My brother's crazy. He moved from Dallas after 30 years back to Minneapolis.
Oh,
I'm
wow.
like, what are you thinking? So anyway, but no, it's not always been like that. Let me clarify one thing, because words matter, right? So I have been fortunate to see And I don't know if I was, I try to be very, very conservative, but over the 30 plus years that I've been walking with the Lord, serving him, I've seen at this point, I guess you might say thousands of people make some level of decision for Christ. So, and clearly, you know, it's Jesus doing the saving. I'm just a mouthpiece, right? I'm just a vessel. He gets all the credit. I tell people I've ministered to an audience of one, just, you know, sitting down across the table from one individual, leading him to the foot of the cross. In fact, it was a former wrestler dude. And to date, the largest audience I've had the privilege of ministering in front of was over 73,000 in the island of Jamaica. And it was there within a 36-hour window while we evangelized the island that over 25,000 people filled out a decision card.
Wow.
In a 36-hour window, yeah.
Wow, praise the Lord. That's amazing.
Yeah, and Lex Luger was with me. We got to do some prison ministry. He and I shared our testimonies at an outdoor crusade that they did there in pouring rain. People stood all day in pouring rain. Didn't care about the rain, right? Sting and I did an outreach in a dramatization in 2002 in the Indianapolis Dome, the old dome that used to be there, to over 43,000 teenagers.
Wow.
And that night, he and I got to witness over 10,000 of them respond to the altar.
Wow.
So I say all that to say, and again, clearly hear me out there in listening land, that I'm just a vessel. I'm just a conduit. You know, I'm reminded the scripture says, don't be ashamed of your testimony. All of us as believers, those who are true believers in Christ, true disciples and followers of Jesus Christ, are really compelled. We should be compelled to want to go out and tell our story. And so you're out there in real estate, in the marketplace, you know, you're not shy of your faith, and I'm not going to shy away, whether it's social media, radio shows and podcasts or anything else, you know, conferences or business conferences. I have, you'll appreciate this. Do you know the name Jeffrey Gittimer?
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
You know that name?
Sales guy, yeah.
Jeffrey's a dear friend. We wrote a book together called Wrestling with Success, and a very successful book, and just recently. And he's, you know, he respects the fact that I love Jesus, but he has yet to come to Christ. Remember that name, Jeffrey Gittimer, out there? Pray for him. I've been praying for him for years, and yet we've known each other for about a quarter of a century. But he brought me in to his business conference and wanted me to share with his audience and talk about prayer and the power of prayer.
Wow.
Just recently, the power of prayer. And that's one of several times he's had me into his business conferences and share my faith and just share parts of the gospel. So God, I believe, is working on him.
Absolutely.
He has just yet to make that decision. His daughter, Gabrielle, at age 14, is sold out for Jesus. So we're praying for him. So long-winded answer. All right. Next question. I hope that answered your question.
Yeah, that was a great answer. And so you used your platform coming out of the marketplace of wrestling with some of your friends and colleagues to just save so many souls. The next question is the other end of the spectrum. You know, in the world, it's easy for someone, I'll use myself as an example, to see someone who reached some type of success like yourself, Nikita, you know, regardless if it was in wrestling or now with your platform with communication, and for someone to say, well, must be easy now because, you know, you're reaching the peaks, or you've reached the peaks, and how about me? You know, I'm not married. I don't have a beautiful family. I don't have this great career. I don't have a name. You know, what's my platform? What's my purpose? You know, it's easy to give God the glory when I'm successful, but what about when I'm in the valleys? Mm-hmm. Could you share maybe a time, either recent or even in your wrestling days, when it seemed like it was all glorious, where you felt like you weren't enough and you had to either turn to God to know that he was always the only one?
Right.
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 Or maybe you challenged him. Either way, could you maybe just share like a challenge in your life?
Yeah, I just feel like, you know, in thinking through that question, that, you know, the creator of the universe, who created all, who knew us even before we were in our mother's womb. You know, this whole debate about 6 weeks, 15 weeks, when does life begin? Well, I got news. According to the Bible, life begins even before you're ever in your mother's womb. Go read Psalm 139, I think it's verses 13 through 16, and you'll find that the creator of the universe knew you before you were in your mother's womb, had a plan for you, right? And so, you know, when I just think about my own life and the opportunities and the opportunity, influence others, but to just, again, share my story, share my testimony. It's easy to say, well, you're this famous, successful pro wrestler guy. But you know what? Every one of us has a purpose, has a holy calling. Every one of us, go read 2 Timothy. Every one of us has a holy calling, a higher purpose for our being here. Even if you don't have a quote famous name, I believe some of the most famous guys, some of the most famous people in heaven will be those that we knew least on earth, and some of the ones who had the biggest names on earth will know least in heaven. I really believe that.
That's biblical.
It almost sounds biblical, doesn't
right.
it? Yeah, it is, right? You know, Jesus said, you know, those who you want to be the greatest, then be the least.
Yeah.
Right? So it's not about achieving a big name or achieving social status or success. It's really, at the core, it comes down to your heart, having a heart for Jesus, and then it's going out. And it could be, David, it could be you're listening to this show right now. You're at home, you're a stay-at-home mom. Two of my daughters are stay-at-home moms.
So is my bride.
Yeah. And they're in their mind, and one has a business degree from UNC Greensboro. She has a business degree, but she sees that raising her children is her business.
My wife was so successful, but now
yeah.
she's living out Proverbs 26.
Yeah, right, exactly. And then my other daughter, she was a nurse for years and years and years, and she's got five babies at home and you know what she just told me recently? She got rid of her quote smartphone because it was so time consuming, and she went with some just real basic, well, all I can do is talk and text or something on it. Because she was feeling convicted of how much time she was spending scrolling on that phone. And she said, I'm taking away time from my babies. And so she made that decision just recently, right? So you don't have to have a famous name to make an impact and a difference. Your impact, you may not speak before 73,000 people like I had the privilege of doing, but if you just speak before an audience of one or just take care of your family, sir, just be a model of Jesus for your wife Amen. And children.
Amen.
And so if you'll focus on that, and at the end of the day, make sure your heart's in the right place and you're loving the Lord. So,
Amen. Thank you.
So, well, thank you. Great questions. Relationships over rules. David Hoffman. I want to make sure you go out and pick up a copy of this book. I assure you, in the time I've spent with him just today, that you will be blessed by reading this book, Guided by True Stories and Application Exercises. Watch your life transform as you pour yourself into those around you. Relationships over rules. David, thank you for being with me today.
Thank you for having me, Nikki.
Incredible. And thank all of you for tuning in to another show of Q&A with Koloff. Until next time, go out and live a God-filled, God-blessed day.
This podcast is made possible by the grace of God and your faithful prayers, support, and generous gifts. May God bless you for your continual contributions. Go to koloff.net and donate today. Nikita Koloff here. If you're needing to buy a car and have marginal credit and considering using Buy Here, Pay Here, that's worse than taking the Russian sickle. Winston-Salem Motor Cars will put you behind the wheel of a car you can rely on while helping rebuild, repair, or establish your credit score. Conveniently located on Silas Creek Parkway in Winston-Salem, be sure to check them out today at WSMC1.com because you are number one.
If you are enjoying Q&A with Koloff, would you help us spread the word? Tell your family, tell your friends, tell your neighbors to download, subscribe, and leave a comment.
Hi, Nikita Koloff. Be sure to check out the Man Up Show, now available on television, broadcast, and podcast. Go to MorningstarTV.com or the Truth Radio Network. Check out your local listings, or better yet, download the Truth Network app today.
This is the Truth Network.